Penguin Random House Audio presents The Last One by Alexandra Oliva. Read for you by Mike Chamberlain and Nicole Zanzarella. Zero. The first one on the production team to die will be the editor. He doesn't yet feel ill, and he's no longer out in the field. He went out only once before filming started, to see the woods and to shake the hands of the men whose footage he'd be shaping. Asymptomatic transmission. He's been back for more than a week now, and is sitting alone in the editing studio, feeling perfectly well. His t-shirt reads, "Coffee in, genius out." He taps a key, and images flicker across the 32-inch screen dominating his cluttered workstation. The opening credits. A flash of leaves, oak and maple, followed immediately by an image of a woman who described her complexion as mocha on her application, and aptly so. She has dark eyes and large breasts, barely contained in an orange sport top. Her hair is a mass of tight black spirals, each placed with perfection. Next, panoramic mountains, one of the nation's northeastern glories, green and vibrant at the peak of summer. Then, a rabbit poised to bolt, and, limping through a field, a young white man with buzzed-off hair that glints like mica in the sun. A close-up of this same man, looking stern and young with sharp blue eyes. Next, a petite woman of Korean descent wearing a blue plaid shirt and kneeling on one leg. She's holding a knife and looking at the ground.